Blog Talk Radio.
Get so much out of a song, right? Tonight we're going to talk about the precious blood of Jesus, daily devotion. This is a beautiful devotion. You won't believe how many people flee to this devotion. There are people in the United States alone that come on their cell phones and pray as a group. Isn't that neat? To know that there are people out there listening and praying with each other through the exact same book all around the world, and that we are praying for every Catholic, for every Christian, that they will come home one day. I personally think that that is amazing. And to know that my conversion just may have started by these people praying. I myself am part of one of these groups, and the group is really based out of New York, in the city, with her name's Winnemary. Many of you from my Facebook page probably know who that is. Winnemary, Mark, Paul, and Diane. We all come together every day and pray. And from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m., we are praying the entire book. But I want to let you know about what this devotion really, really is. And a lot of people will first say, the precious blood is not accepted by the church. But however, it is. We have a pope, bless our now saint, Pope John XXIII, said on June 30th, 1960, that he himself prayed this devotion. Prayed it. So where we have it, he says this, I will take the chalice of salvation and call it upon the name of the Lord, the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Preserve my soul for everlasting life. Amen. And that is his prayer that he used to pray right before Mass. And then he'd pray the chaplet. Beautiful. And if you really had seen these prayers, you would probably cry. These are beautiful, beautiful prayers. And the people are just so loving in these groups. For an example, we pray the entire book, but she always stays on for, 10 more minutes and says, okay, does anyone have any questions? Does anyone have any concerns? Do you have any other intentions? And just this morning, this lady who we had never heard of before, she has prayed the devotion privately. She came on and she asked a question. She said, I need this special intention prayed for. And you know what they did right then and there? They prayed a chaplet, the entire chaplet, just for her, on top of the entire prayer. So this devotion works really, really cool. There's a few different sections, the daily devotion. Now, the daily devotee of this devotion prays one mystery of the rosary. That's the nice thing. If it's Tuesday and, you're supposed to pray so-and-so mystery, you can actually pray any mystery to get this devotion done. Then you must pray the chaplet of the precious blood, the litany of the precious blood, the consecration to the precious blood, and then you have any other prayers in this book that you can pray that won't take a part from your day. And you can pray those. They're like the anguish to fill. Those are beautiful. You can pray another chaplet. Either way, the daily devotee just has to do those. But another thing that we have in this devotion is the Gethsemane hours. Every Thursday night from 11 p.m. to Friday morning at 3 a.m. are the Gethsemane hours. These are the actual hours our Lord suffered in the Garden of Gethsemane, and we pray special prayers with this group. And we're up until then. Isn't that beautiful? I get the cold chills when I'm on at 11 p.m. Thursday night praying this devotion. Now, because I'm usually in school the next morning, I do stay on for just an hour, but many of us that are retired, don't have a job, can do this. And why do we go from 11 p.m. to 3 a.m.? Why can't we just do it in the daytime? Because Jesus was up that long, suffering for me and for you, and getting ready to take upon a cross. So we're going to go to our first break, and then after our break, we'll have Diane Minton come on and tell us and ask us some questions. So we'll be right back after the break. And we're back. So now we're going to bring one of my very good friends that I've known for over 3 years, Diane. If you have her on Facebook, most likely you see her in all the Catholic groups. She's a very devoted woman and is ready to go. So we're going to bring on Diane Woodson here, and she's going to ask us this quick question, and then we will go from there.
Good evening.
Hello,
good
Diane.
Evening.
How are you?
Good evening. Just fine. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm glad you called in this evening.
Yes, me too. Me too.
And what is your question?
Are there any prayers that you pray before or after, like shorter prayers? I know the Precious Blood prayers. all the prayers that are entailed in within it are very, it's pretty lengthy, but I was wondering if some shorter prayers before or after maybe that would be required, that would be the best, you know?
Yeah, there are some prayers because, yes, you're right. There are a few that are pretty lengthy. And, I mean, especially the English appeals, those are really long prayers, believe it or not. Some shorter prayers that you can pray is you can actually make up your own prayer. Precious blood of Jesus, during this chapel, come into my heart, open up my eyes, and let me know your will. You can pray that. Simple as pie, right? But you can also pray at 3 p.m. we pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet, which many don't pray that because they think it's as long as the rosary, which is 30 minutes. But really, the Chaplet of the Divine Mercy can go about 5 to 10 minutes if you pray it right. And the Apostles' Creed, that is a good one. The Our Father, that is a good one. You can also pray the Gethsemane Prayer. I'm not sure if you know that prayer, but that is prayer at the beginning of the chaplet, Diane, okay? That is the may the precious blood of Jesus that pours out from the sacred head of our Lord Jesus Christ, the temple of divine wisdom, tabernacle of divine knowledge, and sunshine of heaven and earth, cover us now and forever. Amen. And you can say that before you start the entire devotion prayer, which is really, really nice. Because during the chaplet and throughout other prayers, you're bringing that prayer back up. Is that good or what? I mean, we have many good prayers that we can use and pray. And a lot of those we have to come up on our own. Because really there are no set prayers in this devotion, Diane, that we can pray. It doesn't say, here's an opening prayer. Now, we do have opening prayers for the rosary, the chaplet, the litany, the English appeal, and such things like that. But really, if you take it on your own and just pray like the chaplet, and then after the chaplet, just sit there in front of a crucifix or one of your statues and just think, what am I getting told? And write that down. And if it turns into like a prayer or a poem, then even more the better, and then you can pray that. Okay?
So it's kind of going into meditative prayer.
Right.
Like one of the saints in one of my books that I've been reading, it was a nun way back, like in a long time ago, and she started the meditative prayer. I was reading it last night, but I just can't think of her name right now, but you know,
mm-hmm.
It would be like this could be turned into meditation if you went slowly by yourself, couldn't it?
Right. And that's
prayers.
The thing that that's the thing you don't get when praying with everyone in the group. But if you really need to, have that day off and pray with yourself, because really when we pray with ourselves and take the time we need, we can understand the devotion better. We have our visions, we have our prayers sent to us, and we have our personal connections with God. And praying
mm-hmm.
that on the Precious Blood prayer line that me and you both know with Winamary and Mark, we go really fast. I mean, we're always, if someone's not there, we're placing them real quick. And all
mm-hmm.
we want to do then is get the devotion done. And I personally think that if we went a little fast or a little slower, many more prayers would be answered because we're taking the time to think about it and ponder about it. But again,
meditate.
It does not matter how fast
uh-huh.
you pray it.
Yeah. It was Saint Teresa of Avila. That's who it was. Conversation with Christ is the book I'm reading about her, about the meditative prayer.
Yeah, she had many good meditation points in her life. And that is someone that we can bring up in our devotion. Say,
mm-hmm.
and that could be your prayer, Diane. Saint Therese, pray for me, and then start your devotion. And then in the devotion with Saint Therese, pray for me and send my intentions up to Mary so they can be heard.
That's
to
right.
her son. But really take the devotion slowly, you know. If you, you don't feel like you have to pray the entire devotion, because really, you, if you go slow enough and pray the chaplet and take an hour to pray the chaplet, you
mm-hmm.
know how much vision will get in our head? If we have that much time to pray it, all the better. Now, there's one of those saints, I believe, he's not a saint, he's a bishop that's passed away, and he said why he loves the rosary is because it only lasts 20 minutes. And the 20 minutes is how long the human brain can not think about anything else, that meditative mind. But if you're meditating and you're in that conversation one-on-one with God, then you're focusing on God. Don't worry about
really?
That 20-minute rule, because many people who pray the rosary in 20 minutes, they're not having those visions and that connection. They're praying the rosary to get it done, and yes, Mary is listening. Yes, Mary is going to pray for them. Yes, Mary is going to send the prayers up to God and to her son. But if you take it slowly and have that one-on-one relationship, then it'll be all the better, because we'll be able to have that personal relationship.
You know, I just thought of something, Seth. You know, when Jesus, you know, the stations of the cross, Jesus
yep.
wasn't worried about how long it took him to go through all that, to go through the whole 12 stations, what we call the stations. He wasn't worried, so why should we worry about how long it takes us, right?
Right. And I mean, really, the stations of the cross, there's 12, and between the 11th station and the 12th station, there's 3 days there. There's a three-day time lapse, because we're waiting for the 12th station, the resurrection.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So we can take all day. We can take all day and do it.
Really?
Okay.
Times of no consequence. That should be of no consequence to people. We should never be too busy with our daily schedules or whatever, unless it's something
yes.
pressing with our family. You know.
Right. Yeah.
I
if
see.
We have to, you know, for me, I pray the rosary at school. How do I do that? I use my fingers, and between every passing period, I pray a decade. So it takes me 7 hours
okay.
to pray one rosary. 7 hours.
Wonderful.
That's beautiful. I mean,
but at least you did it,
and
you didn't
you know,
just put it off till you went home, you know?
Right.
You didn't
and
put it off.
Recently, I made my prayer routine, which I think I tried sending you, but I made time. I said like 7. It goes from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. And I put different prayers and different things I'm going to pray that hour. But if I'm busy that hour, then I'm not going to do it, because I can do it all the later. I can do it tomorrow at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So we can take as long as we want to pray this. If we have to pray the chaplet and run to the store, fine. Because when you're in the car and going to the store, you're going to be thinking about the precious blood. And like, if you're like me, when I want to join the 3 p.m. prayer group with Minna Mary, that is my day. That is, you know, I school goes faster for me, because my mind is set in praying the Divine Mercy Chaplet, the precious blood chaplet. And on Tuesdays now at 3 o'clock, I'm doing a Divine Mercy Chaplet live. So that makes my day go faster, and God is guiding
mm-hmm.
every step.
And when you think of how it's helping other people to pray it too with you, it helps
right.
them spiritually.
Right. And I mean, this
mm-hmm.
past Wednesday, Ash Wednesday, for those of us who are early enough, I went at 6:30 a.m. and had to usher. Then I went to school. I did not wipe my ashes off. I went to school and evangelized.
Good for you.
And then that day, the next day, you know, when I got home, I hopped on with Linda Mary and prayed the Divine Mercy.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that good? That's good. Okay, so we're going to go to our next break here, and the show will end in about 9 minutes. Thank you for your call, Diane. May God bless you. May Jesus bless you, and Mary watch over you. Please stay on the line to listen to the end of the show.
Packs to come.
Thank you.
And we're back. Thank you, Diane, for your call once again. And let's get back to the devotion here, okay? I want everyone to get this book. And you won't believe how much this book costs. It costs less than $5, and shipping is free. Right? Yeah. So if you want to order this book, go to www.preciousbloodinternational.com and go to their store and do it and buy the book. But as well as if you don't have $5 for them to send it to you, a lot of times you can email them and they'll send you a copy for free, okay? Or they have all the prayers on their website, so you can do it there. So I must tell you, these prayers are beautiful. And tomorrow at 11 o'clock, 11 a.m. Central Time, or noon Eastern Time, you can come back on to Blog Talk Radio, and I will be doing some Catholic news then, and I will talk a little more about this devotion, because I need to take about, you know, a whole day to talk about this devotion, because it is such a good devotion. And I tell you what, so we have, I just want to go to the index row here real quick, or the contents, my bad. So they have rosary devotion in here, all goes through the Precious Blood, the Litany of the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Chaplet of the Precious Blood, the Litany of the Precious Blood, the Consecration to the Precious Blood, beautiful prayer, by the way, Consolation Prayers, Adoration Prayers, the Mystical Prayers, the Reparation Prayer to the Eternal Father, Prayer of Divine Praise and Adoration, Reparation Prayer for the Precious Blood, the original prayer to the St. Michael, Powerful Invocation of Protection, Prayer for the New Israel, Atonement with the Crown of Thorns, Prayer for the Control of Tongue, God help us, we all need the control of tongue these days, Crown of Thorns Offering, that is a beautiful prayer, Crown of Thorns Offering, beautiful, okay. Blessings of the Archangel Michael, that is for the priest. So if we have a priest listening, which I know we have some seminarians listening, you can use that. Third Day Reparation, the Roses of the Glorious Rain, the Litany of the Saints, both in Latin and in English, and Alert for the 12 Tribes of Israel, and there's also some like other prayers in the back. If you want more info on this, on how to call in to the New York group, you do not have to live in New York, that is just for the group is based out of, please email me at catholic.t.sb@gmail.com, okay? And we'll pick up here, you know, within 15 minutes of tomorrow's last show. I am also scheduled to be on Tuesday as well and talk a little more about Lent and Lenten reflections. And from there, we may end until I see you tomorrow. I want to actually bring one thing up real quick about the Gethsemane hours, because I was talking about that and I took a break. Okay, so we have the July 1st through the 9th, July 13th through the 15th, and July 20th through the 31st. That is the Precious Blood Month. And you should see us on the prayer group. That those days are whoopee, beautiful. They are, guys, July is the most precious blood month, and that is when the prayers are the most answered that we know of, and we really gain a lot of followers in the group. So it's called the Great Month of July. And every July, also on the third Friday of every month, the Church honors the Precious Blood of our Lord. During the Great Month of July, our Lord has given us three very important periods of prayer. And so if you join us in those times, you know, please do. So again, tomorrow at 12:15 or at 11:15 Central Time, 12:15 Eastern, you come back here to Blog Talk Radio. You'll find the link online, of course. And we have one more caller. I believe it's Diane. Let me see if she's here. Diane, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, what's your question?
I was just thinking as you were talking, and I don't know, my mind was just kind of wandering back to those
that 6 o'clock in the morning, 9 o'clock in the morning prayer time with the Precious Blood prayers
yeah.
with everybody. And
yeah.
is there a way that you could we could pray our saints' prayer in between there, or would it that not be the correct sequence?
Oh, yeah, that is absolutely fine. Make the devotion your own. You, in your mind, in your brain, you take this devotion and say, oh, I like this devotion. I want to pray this devotion every day. But at the same time, you and your brain and your knowledge of God are going to maneuver it around. And so, you know, yeah, pray the chaplet and then say, Saint Therese, pray for me. I believe your confirmation saint is Saint Gemma. Is that right?
Saint Gemma Galvani, yeah.
Yeah.
And Saint Teresa is one of my saints, and Saint Michael the Archangel, Saint Michael.
Yep. You can say the rosary, and at the end of every decade, say each one of those saints. Saint Therese, pray for me. Next decade, Saint Michael, pray for me, and so forth. Okay?
So it wouldn't be like saying like the litany of Saint Joseph or anything, or the litany of, or I mean, there's lots of prayers that Saint Gemma had too. Could I put one of them in at the very end?
Of course.
You think?
And if you feel like it goes in the middle, then put it in the middle. Put it wherever you
put
want.
Put it anywhere I feel like, right? So actually,
do what you want.
Anywhere I choose. Okay.
It's your personal prayer with God.
Mm-hmm.
Don't
so it doesn't have to fit anybody else's little prescription, right, Seth?
Right. It's your prescription from God.
All right.
Okay, so that's all we have for Diane. If you don't go to Mass tomorrow, I hope you'll join me again. And I think one night we can just do a show together.
Okay, thank you.
God bless you.
I like listening
to you. May Jesus bless you and Mary watch over you.
Yes, Jesus, Mary, Joseph.
Amen. Okay, that's all, folks. I'll catch you right back here tomorrow at noon Eastern time or 11 o'clock Central time. We'll go through some Catholic news as well as talk about Lent and talk about the Precious Blood. And perhaps we'll have our first guest and our first soldier, Diane, back on. God bless you all. Have a blessed rest. And we'll see you right back here tomorrow.
Shepherd me, O God, beyond my wants, beyond my fears, from death into life. Shepherd me, O God, beyond my wants, beyond my fears, from death into life.
God is my shepherd, so nothing shall I want. I rest in the meadows of faithfulness and love. I walk by the quiet waters of peace.
Shepherd me, O God, beyond my wants, beyond my fears, from death into life. Shepherd me, O God.